All right, so we are on Mem Tes. I'm an Aleph, actually. Yeah, right? Yes, Mem Tes. I'm an Aleph. New pair. Good. Okay. Here we go. Hano der mina mevushal. So a person takes the neder, say, I will not eat anything that is mevushal. Okay? Which I would usually translate as cooked, but what does that mean, right? So we'll say. So there's a neder mina mevushal mutter bitzli u bishalak. So the person is allowed to eat something that's roasted or something that's shalak. That's a big machlokas. And then we show him, what is shalak? Does shalak mean undercooked or does shalak mean overcooked? But the bottom line is that mevushal is a certain amount of, you know, boiling something in water. Tzli is roasting it in fire, and shalak is also boiling in water, but maybe less than mechal ben drosai or way over or whatever. Usually shlakos usually is like cooked vegetables, usually like boiled in water. I think some say also the difference between like boiling it plain versus with ingredients and things like that. Okay, fine. So Amar Konam Tavshel She'eni Toim. So what if a person says, I'm going to take a net that I'm not going to taste any tavshil. So aser b'maisa kadeira, rach, u'mutter b'ava. So you're not forbidden to eat a maisa kadeira, something that's a cooked item that is more liquidy, and forbidden to eat something that is thicker. Okay? U'mutter b'beitza tormusa, and the delas haramutsa. And you're allowed to eat some type of egg thing, and a gourd thing also. But the point being that the Gemara doesn't explain why this is. The Gemara doesn't explain later. Yeah, fine. Okay. Hanodir mi maisa kadeira. So what a person says, I'm taking neder not to eat maisa kadeira. So ein aser elam and maisa kadeira resachta. You're only forbidden to eat something that's very, you know, really boiled up a lot. Mifarish is resachta davar haroseach kegon rotev. Right, like you know, sauces, gravies, things like that. Amar konam hayored lekedera she'eni toim. So a person says, I'm not going to eat anything that goes into a kedera, into a pot. So then, aser b'chol ha'mispashlim b'kedera. Then you're forbidden to eat anything that's ever cooked in a kedera because you made it a much you know, wider ranging thing. The mifarish is bein rach bein avar, whether it is thick or whether it is liquidier. Fine. So says Gemara's fellas. Tanya. Rabbi Yoshia Oser. So Rabbi Yoshia actually asked either one. Look, the fire says, Bitzli ubishaluk, the biskari namim mevushal. So as opposed to the Tanakama, or the Tana who says, Hanorimim mevushal muta bitzli ubishaluk, Rabbi Yoshia says, no, that tzli and shaluk will both be Oser. Okay. Va'afu bisha ain raila davar, zechla davar, and even though I don't have really a proof, I have a, you know, some type of hint at it. Shanemar, Vayevashlu hape'es ha'pesach ba'esh. So the pasuk says that they cooked the Pesach, the Pesach in Divrei Yomim, actually. That they cooked the Pesach ba'esh. And we know the round points out. We know, of course, that the Korban Pesach is eaten tzli. Right? So you called it vayivashel, right? That they cooked it, but it was really roasted. Right? So kimishbat, the Pesach gets. So sounds like he has a good raya that sometimes that the language of Bishul can mean tzli. So maybe this is the machlokas. Rabbi Yoshia savar halacha chalashan and Torah. V'tana dilan savar benedarim halacha chalashan bnei adam. So maybe the machlokas is Rabbi Yoshia says when it comes to nedarim, I go based on what the Torah's definition, and the Torah itself defines bishul as also tzli. Or no, chalashan bnei adam and say I cooked something, right? Or I boiled something. Bishul never really means roasting, right? So maybe that's the machlokas. A person talks, or just how the Torah talks. The Torah says, "Lo, that's not true." The kule amba bin nedarim halach achar lasham reyadim. No, really, when it comes to nedarim, you always go according to the language that people use. Mar ki asrei. I mean, it depends on where you live. But asa the tana di la and the tzli kar le tzli. In the place where my tana lives, that the tana lives, they call it tzli, you know, tzli. And that's tzli. Mevushal, karli mevushal. And what's mevushal is called mevushal. Two different things. But ash to Yoshia, I feel it's tzli, karli mevushal. But where Rabbi Yoshia lived, when they say mevushal, they mean all types of, I think we use the language of cooking.
Right.
Well, I don't think we're specific.
We don't say roasting or boiling.
Someone say you should roast it specifically, but right. I say you have to cook it.
Right.
I think we're not so specific right. What that means, right? But we, you know, so you can imagine such a scenario. A person says, you know, but the language is mevushal, what does that mean? Does that mean cooking? Does that mean boiling? What does that mean specific? Fine. But if that's true, then what's up with the pasuk? So Rav Yoshi, I feel it's like, you know, in Asher, the Rav Yoshi, I feel it's like Karu Mavashol. V'hakra, nasiv la'asmachta ba'am. And the pasuk says, zeich ha'ladavar, it's really just an asmachta. It really has to depend on where you live. You'd have to, the only kasha is, again, like, it's a machlokas and, like, again, it's a machlokas and mitzias. It's a little funny, like, depends just on where they live, but okay. Okay, fine. So the next language in the Mishnah was konam tavshil, right? The person says, konam tavshil sheni toim. So what the machlok? We made a distinction. A distinction between kedera rach and something ava, something that's liquidier, and versus something that is thicker. So what's going on here? So says the Gemara, baha mitavshil nadar. Meaning he said, I'm taking konam from tavshil. So who cares if it's thick or if it's thin, right? If it's a, you know, like a thick porridge or it's like a, you know, a thinner soup type of thing. He said tafshil, something that's cooked up. If it's cooked, it's cooked. So what should it be, or boiled? They're both boiled, let's say, right? So what should be the difference? So Amar Abaye, no, hai tana kol midei demisacha beirifta tafshil karule. No, the Tana says that anything that a person uses to, you know, to eat with bread, right? You eat it like as a, something together with the bread. Right? The Mefarish says, Hai tana de masnisin de lo karula ava tafshel, something that's thick, it's not tafshel, bechomide de misachla be rifta, right? The melaftin bo esapas, things that are used as, you know, enhancers, mm-hmm. right? Enhancers with bread, so the dips, right? Like the dips right. we use today, right? But some, you wouldn't, but lach or you wouldn't, we're going to see that we're going to talk about this, you wouldn't eat like oatmeal with bread. Mm-hmm. There's two different like regular sustaining items. You wouldn't eat one with the other. So if it's anything that's melaf, you know, that melaf and boas apas, so then I understand it's only liquidy things, not thick things that are a food themselves. Vahatanya, and here Vahatanya is not a kasha. Hatanya is a proof. Vahatanya hanoder mina tafshil. A person takes a neder from a tafshil. Asur b'chol mina tafshil. It's forbidden in all types of tafshil. V'asur b'tzli u'b'shaluk. Ubum avushal, can't eat tzli or you know other types of cooking like you said undercooked or overcooked. Ubum avushal, the aser behitriot rakot shacholin ochlin behen pidon, and they can't eat these types of squash, soft squash that sick people eat with their bread, right? So the point here is not for the other halachos, but it's for the last point, right? That you see that something that sick people eat with their bread, meaning it's referring to these softer items, right? And that's the whole point. So the Gemara says, "Ini really?" And the Gemara is going to question this whole thing of the sick people eating it this way, etc. But Ini v'harei b'Yirmiyah chalash. B'Yirmiyah got sick. Al gabei hahu asa le'asiyuha. So there's a certain doctor that came to heal him. Chazia kara demaches b'beise. He saw squash that was in his house. Shavkis, he got out of there. V'nafak, he left. Amar malach Musa isla ladin bebeise. Fa'ana iola asa yasei. He said, the malach hamav is already in this house. You know, meaning the guy's eating something that's so bad for him. Don't ask me to come to heal you when you're eating something that's so terrible for you. Doctors are coming to heal a person who has, you know, a problem with his lungs and he's smoking. Mm-hmm. So he's going to, that's ridiculous. Don't invite me, right? So same thing, the guy's eating squash. Terrible. Don't even bother me. So point being, so how can it be that you tell me that Bryce that says that squash, you know, soft squash is eaten by sick people? It's not true. Bryce says, no, lokasha. No, it depends if it's soft squash or hard squash. If it's soft squash, that's given to sick people. Hard squash is not for sick people. That's actually bad for sick people. And that's the difference, right? Our case was the soft squash, and the story happened with hard squash. Rava bar Ula Amar, ha bekara gufe, ha begave. Now it depends if it's like the gourd itself, I guess like the outside of the gourd, or the inside part of the gourd. Why? The Amar Vihuda, luliba, the inside, dekara, besilka, luliba, dekisna, bekusra. That the insides of squash and leeks are good, the insides of flax, with kutach, with like some type of dairy item, these are all good for a person. V'davar za aser la omro b'fnei amaretz, but you can't tell that to an amaretz. Interesting question. Why can't you tell an amaretz? He wants to be healthy also. So the mefarish says, "Mishum de'davar me'ulahu l'refuah." It's something that is good for a person's health. V'aser lomar lahem shum davar shi'ehenu mimen. You can't tell them things they can get better from. A little wild. The ista amre de'lo lichlu tuva v'lifsedu kisna. So others pshat is that no, they're gonna start taking flax from other people's property without permission. So if you tell them how valuable it is, so you might be like a michshol when they come to, you know, to steal from each other. Fine. But the bottom line is, again, don't bring me kashas about the type of squash. It depends. It's the inside, the outside, hard, soft, etc. Rav Amar, man cholin rabbanan. So Rav says, no, I'll tell you this whole idea of the cholin, sick people eating squash, it doesn't mean we're sick people. It means rabbanan. Why rabbanan? Because rabbanan, the mafar says, she'oskin b'tarah ve'einam nanin min ha'olam u'banu de choli. That's that people, tamid chacham, who really spend their whole day learning. So they don't take care of themselves so much. And they end up being weaker from learning. They really, you know, exert themselves so much, and they tend to be of weaker, you know, makeup in general. Okay, and Rav, in which case, like, the whole kasha is not really such a kasha, because the other story is about like a real sick person who's on his deathbed. This story about, you know, the sick people eat means tamid chacham made it because they wanna, you know, it's better for them. Rav l'taimei, the Amar Rav, and this is Rav Shitasa. Why the Amar Rav keman matzlinan al kitzire va'amire miriye? What does it mean that we daven for kitzire and miriye? It's actually really interesting. Look at the Mefarash. She explains what it means. Matzlinan al kitzire rofe cholei amo Yisrael. And we daven for people that are sick people. We daven every day for the rofe cholei, you know, refua and the birchas refainu and miriye. What is it? Always daven for miriye. So it says the Mefarash al pleita sofrehen. It's al tzadikim al chasidim. All right. So he says, keman kirbiosi the amar kitzire umiriye, right? Shma mina kitzire mamish miriye rabbanim, right? So I mean, this idea that we daven for both real sick people and for the rabbanim who are of weaker constitution. So that's why we do that. But you see from there that Reb Rava holds that there's such a concept of a chola who's not really a chola. A chola is the rabbanim, and that must be what he was talking about here. In which case, we still have a, you know, we're all good, at least in terms of this concern that the difference between when we say that konam tavshasha any time us and meisik deir rach b'muter ba'ava, so that still works, that there's this distinction between the thicker and the liquidier. It's still a real thing. Fine. Okay, muter ba'ava. We said he's allowed to eat the thicker types. We're gonna get a whole conversation about this thicker constitution items. So Masnisin, the Loki Bavlai. This is not like the Babylonians. Why? The Amr Abizera Bavlai Tipshai the Achle Lachma Balachma. So Abizera says that the Bavlai Tipshai, the silly Babylonians, they would eat bread with bread. It doesn't really mean bread with bread, but it means exactly this idea. That they would take bread and they would eat like oatmeal with the bread. One of their dips would be oatmeal, which just seems silly because the oatmeal itself is like a type of bread, basically, right? So you see that they wouldn't say mutar ba'ava, they would say it's asr ba'ava, right? Because they'd have the same, right, they have the same status. They don't make these distinctions. So Amr v'chista, it's a machlokas here between the Bach and the Taisus, if it's leka or ika, but we'll see. So let's assume ika. Ika de masha lahon lahalin nakadni dehutza hadein daisa hechen mali lemichle. So they said, is there anybody who can answer me, basically, the people in Hutzal, with this type of oatmeal that they eat? Like, what do they do? How does this work? Right? Dechite belachma dechite, udesare belachma desare. Oh, dilma dechite bedesare, udesare bedechite. Meaning, are they as nutty that they eat actual wheat bread with wheat oatmeal things, or barley with barley, or do they swap them at least? So, like, at least there's like some difference. You know, that they eat the wheat with the barley and the barley with the wheat, let's say. It's this discussion in Rishon HaMos, like, what? Like, who cares? Why is this matter? Why are we talking about this? Some say because, like, they care about he wants to know what the minog is, so he wants to deviate from the minog. But it's a you know, interesting question, like, what? Like, why does anybody care about? But okay. So Rava Achle Bechasise. So Rava Achle Bechasise. The Mefarash says, "Haya melafes pito bechasise." Right? He would dip his bread in this, again, this type of like wheat item,
right,
that was like, you know, very sweet or something. But it's a similar constitution. So Rabba Barafuna ashkeche l'Rafuna dekaacha daisa beetzbause. So Rabba Barafuna saw Rafuna who was eating, oatmeal with his fingers. So Amrlei amaka acha mar b'yate. What are you eating with your hands for? So Amalei Hachi Amar Rav. This is what Rav told me. Daisa Betzbasa Basim. It tastes better if you eat it with your fingers, and better with the second finger, two fingers, and even better with three fingers. I don't know. Again, same kasha. Like, is this like a health thing? Right. Is this a, like a, what? Okay, okay, all right. So Amalei Rav Lechia Berei. So Rav said to Lechia his son. V'chein Amalei Rav Huna LaRabba Berei. And Rav Huna said to his son Rabba, Mizamnin Lach Lemecha Daisa Ad Parsa. If someone invites you to eat daisa, to eat the oatmeal, you could just go a parsa. You should go that far. Okay. Lamecha bisra detura, but to eat the meat of an ox. So ad tlasa parsa. You should even go three parsa. This lachar also same thing. Like it has a value for you health wise to go. You should walk even further to eat the meat. So amalei rav lechia berei. And again another story. Rav told lechia his son. Lechin amalei rafuna l'rabba berei. Same thing. Rav rafuna told his son rabba. Komedam lo tiflot kame. You shouldn't ever. Sorry. Komedam lo tiflot kame rabcha. You shouldn't spit in front of your rebbe. Labar min kra v'daisa. Shein domen lepsilsa. The psilsa shall ever. So unless you are eating some type of again like a cooked thing of. Made out of
squash or oatmeal.
There you go, squash and oatmeal, because they're like a rod of lead. Okay, meaning they're, I guess they're really, whatever. They're hard to digest. I guess whatever. Filu kameshwar malkaplo. Even in front of the king shavur, you could even spit in front of him too. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, chad achad daisa betzva asay. So Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, one of them was eating oatmeal with their fingers. V'chad achal behutza. One who's eating with a piece of bark. So amalei da'acha behutza, the da'acha be'etzba. The one who's eating with the bark, said the one who's eating with his fingers. Al masya ata machilani tzoascha. Tzoascha. How long are you gonna? I guess like they're sharing. I guess. So you know, you're feeding me your disgustingness. Like your finger, you're gonna have your fingernails are disgusting. Right. So you're gonna get your schmutz on there. You're gonna feed that to me. So amalei da'acha be'etzba'usi, da'acha behutza. Al masya ata machilani rokchas. Well, you're eating with the bark. So amalei. I guess he's gonna eat with the same bark. Mm-hmm. Or he's double dipping. It's like that's all. Was mechavin to gemar nedarim. So he said, "You're gonna double dip, right? You're gonna put something back in, right? And you're gonna feed me your spit." Okay, so they, I don't know. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Aisa lekamayu beluspine. So luspine came in front of them. What is luspine?
It's figs that are hard to digest. Oh,
good. Yes, the very hard to digest figs. So Rabbi Yehuda, acha. Rabbi Shimon lo acha. Yehuda ate it. Rabbi Shimon didn't eat it. So Amalei Yehuda, my time lo acha. So Yehuda says, why aren't you eating it? So Mar Amalei. My time lo acha Mar. So Amalei Rabbi Shimon. Amalei Shimon elu ein yotzim mi bnei ayim kol ikar. He goes, they're never going to come out of my. Basically, they're very difficult to digest. So Amalei Rabbi Yehuda culture change. Shenismuch alein lemach. He says, great. So that'll be tomorrow morning, I'll be hung. I'll be full still. So Givaldik, I'll still be. I don't have to worry to eat multiple times. Eat such a thing. Okay. Rabbi Huda Rabbi Yasif Kamed Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Huda was sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon. Amalei Rabbi Tarfon, Hayom Panecha. He goes, wow, Hayom Panecha Tzuhufin. Your face is like shining today. So Amalei, Emesh Yatsu Avadecha Lesade, Veviu Lanu Tradin. So I went out, he goes, yesterday your servants went out to the field and they brought back beets. V'achanun Belo Melech. I ate them without salting them. Matter of fact, what eating them salted would be even more, made my face shine. It's healthy for me. That's why my face is shining. Okay, so Amrahi Matrunaisa, the Rebbe Yehuda. There's a certain wealthy woman, right, who says Rebbe Yehuda, Mora Viravi.
Mora Viravi. You're gonna be a Mora and a Ravi. You're gonna be a Mora and a drunk.
Oh, yeah. So she's upset. She looks at his face, and his face was shining. And she says, how could it be that you're a rabbi and you're also like drunkard? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, she assumed that looking at his face was very, I guess like red. Like it looked like he was like he had been drinking. So Amala, himnusa biyada tahi itza, ita imna. So he basically says, like, I'll take an oath, basically. Ita imna el, or would be, like, he didn't actually take an oath, but I could take such an oath. That what? Ita imna ela kiddusha, v'avdala, so the only time I drink wine is kiddush, avdala, v'arba kasi de pischa, and the four cups of wine of the Seder. You don't say, he didn't say Purim. Interesting, but okay, fine. V'chugrani tzidai mina Pesach ad Atzeres. And my temples hurt me from Pesach all the way to Atzeres. This is one of the Gemara's that's used as a raya, that even if a person really feels doesn't feel good from drinking wine at the Seder, they should drink wine anyways. But okay. But the point being, again, it's another story that his face looked a certain way, so that's why they had this conversation. So Ella, chachmas adam ta'ir panim. So rather, no, it's not that I'm drinking. It's the chachma of a person. It makes their face shine. There's certain Tamil chacham. It's actually a particular Rosh Yeshiva who I have this experience, and other people said also like such an emistic a person that you feel like his face is shining, like it looks different, like their face looks they don't look the same,
right,
like everybody else. You know, there's certain people like that. So maybe that's what this means. Amalei ahu tzeduki l'Rebbe Yehuda. So a certain tzeduki says to Rebbe Yehuda, panecha domin ikimno ve'ribis o kimagale chazirin. You look either like a person who lends money with interest or like a person who raises pigs. Both of these things are forbidden. It's forbidden to lend the ribis, and it's forbidden to raise pigs. It's a whole discussion. There was like a story of Rav Cook, I think. Like there were certain pioneers in the first Aliyah, in like 1920s or whatever, who were raising pigs on the kibbutz, and like it was all, he went to visit them. He was like, "I can do that. They're raising pigs." I don't know. I think it's a certain Hasidic Rebbe, and he said something like, "No, they're like getting ready for like Mimos Mashiach. Pigs are going to be kosher. You're going to give them Malamut Schus, whatever." Fine. So Amalei, the Yudai Tarvayu Asirin, right? And he said those are both forbidden to us. He's like a little bit being sarcastic. There's 24 bathrooms, isli min beisa ad beis midrasha, from my house into the beis midrash. And I go to and I use each one. Like I guess the point being like that would be very healthy in theory to do such a thing. Fine. Yehuda cut out, but that wasn't the truth. He was just saying it because he was trying to get him out. He's just kind of like, kind of giving a sneering remark back because what he said was so disrespectful. If Yehuda cut us the Beit Midrash, Yehuda went to Beit Midrash, Shakyal Gulfa Al Katfe, he took a barrel on his shoulders to sit on, right? The Mefarash says, Gulfa Hayanose Hakankan Lebeit Midrash, Leishi Vale, he brought it with him so he could sit on it, to have a chair. Okay. So Amar Gadola Melacha Shemechaberes is Baleha. Says the malacha is good. It's mechaber a person. Usually, I think like it's not right. Tam chacham to do such a tircha. No, I said this is good, healthy work for him to do. He says the achshav yeshiv aleha bebeis hamedrash. Meaning, it's worthwhile. I'll get my own chair. It's okay. It's like it's wonderful. It's a chair I'm going to use to sit on and to learn. So Rav Shimon shakiel tzina al kanfe. Rav Shimon would carry a tzana on his shoulders. What's his tzana?
A basket.
Amar gadola malacha shemechaberes is bala. Same thing. So he felt, again, it's good to do some work. The bishu, the Rebbe Yehuda, nafkis nakas naktas imra of the galima de hutvi. So she made this like fancy cloak or something, right? Nafkis.
Made a fancy cloak out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. When she go out into the marketplace, so muchse be, she would cover herself in it. The kanafik of Yehuda litzuye have a michse v'matzle. So the same thing, Rabbi Yehuda would go out to daven, he would wear it also. It's very beautiful, I guess. The kanichse be have mevarich baruch shatani meil. He said make a special bracha that he was able to wear such special clothing. The Mefarish says on the bottom line, shahay lehen chaviv kolkach. This is the only one they had. So fine. This is very, very meaningful for him. Gozer Reb Shimon Gamliel Tanisa. Reb Shimon Gamliel was Gozer fast, for whatever reason. It wasn't raining, whatever it was. He made a public fast day. Reb Yehuda lo asa. The Beit Tanisa, he didn't come to the davening. So Amin Le lo isle kisuya. They said maybe he doesn't have any something to wear. Maybe he didn't come. So Shardalei Galima, so they sent him a cloak to put on. V'lo kibel, he didn't want to take it. Dali Tzifsa, he like shuck out the mat in his house. V'amrelei l'shlucha chazimai ika mihu lo nichali the ishani behaden ama. So he basically said, I have money, but I'm not interested in getting benefit from the world. So he didn't want to do this. So he didn't want to put on those clothing. Okay, fine. It's fine. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up on what did we say? Next week? Next week, one of the days next week, we'll pick up with Daf Nun. And next week, we have to do Daf Nun and Daf Nun Aleph. We'll do that and we will catch up. Okay,